You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Possible to be more excited.
Green with Mike Greenberg.
It's possible at all to be more excited about the NFL than I am right now, because we get closer and closer every day, and there are intriguing stories at quarterback all around the league. It feels like no other year. It's Chris Carlin in for Greening today on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus, brought to you, of course, by our friends at Progressive Insurance, and all guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. Do not forget for a moment to be a part of Greening Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. ESPN Nation presented by Dr. Pepper. College football is back, and so are the fans. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. I'm getting sick and tired of managers having absolutely no power in the major leagues. We will get to that in just a little while. But in case you have missed it, over the last 24 hours, there has been plenty going on when it comes to quarterbacks in the NFL. So let's take you through it all and tell you what it means. Number one, the Jaguars have named Trevor Lawrence their starting quarterback.
We wanted him to earn it, as we do with every position. We felt he has after the last night's performance was it was good, obviously not great. But we, you know, didn't run the ball very well. But I kind of in my mind had that as after the second preseason that we kind of have to get someone ready to play in 3 weeks.
Urban Meyer kicking off Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. They didn't have an option. As much as we have kicked around the notion over the last couple of weeks that starting Gardner Minshew might be the better way to go just from an offensive line standpoint, that was never going to happen. And Trevor Lawrence, when it boils down to it, ultimately needs to play. Now, you will take a hard look at this in the first few weeks if you are Urban Meyer and realize that you're going to have to protect this guy as much as possible if this is going to get out of hand. You can say in a week two, week three, week four, a little bit further after you get a couple of weeks sample size, you know what? We just want the game to slow down for him a little bit. We want to give him an opportunity to watch from the sidelines to really get a feel for what's going on. In the meantime, the primary reason in actuality would be that he's getting run over. And if he just doesn't have a chance, what's the point in putting the next 10 years of your organization out of the football field only to get absolutely crushed? It was the way the Jaguars had to go. It was the way we all knew that they were going. But at the same time, be careful here in the coming weeks. You have to give yourself a chance to make the right move for your organization over the next 10 years. And if that means sitting him down for a few weeks just so he doesn't get absolutely clobbered, then that is what you will do. Number two, the Broncos have named Teddy Bridgewater their starting quarterback. This is not a good quarterback situation. Drew Lock is not good at professional football. Can I put it any more succinctly than that? He may be upset, that he's not going to be the starter there and that Teddy Bridgewater is. Bridgewater is just what his name says. He is a bridge guy. And this is why everybody assumed that the Broncos would be the place to be for Aaron Rodgers. But now that you have ultimately found yourself on the doorstep of the season and you have a really good defense and you have some playmakers on offense, you have to give yourself the best chance to win, and there's no question that's with Bridgewater. Keep in mind, though, Teddy Bridgewater, 11 interceptions last year to just 15 touchdowns and 6 fumbles. The one thing he cannot do is turn the football over. It sounds obvious, but boy, it is as important as it gets. Number 3, Kyle Shanahan still will not name a starting quarterback. Do not get your hopes up if you are hoping that Trey Lance is getting a shot. He's not. He's not ready to play. And Kyle Shanahan, as much as said, there is no point in me naming a starter other than to stop the questions from coming. And the questions don't do anything to our football team. If I name a starter, there is no advantage in it for us right now. Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be the starting quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, and he should be. Number 4, Dak Prescott back with the team in team drills, quote, had some pop on the way he was throwing the football. If you're a better and you're looking at comeback player of the year, you might think that Dak Prescott is an easy way to go. Buyer beware. You have a leg injury and you have a shoulder injury. And we've heard a couple of times that the shoulder may not be right all season long. He may have pop on it one day. You don't know how it's going to react. Keep in mind, Dak Prescott is going to be dealing with these injuries pretty much through the season. So just remember that unless he gets considerable rest, that leg's always going to be an issue and that shoulder's going to be an issue. Number 5, Joe Burrow will play this weekend, and he needs to play a little bit. He needs to be out there and actually get some reps to get back into the flow. The Bengals initially didn't want to do it, but they are doing it, and it's 100% the right way to go, even if it's just 2 or 3 series, which is exactly what it sounds like it's going to be. And then finally, Daniel Jones and the Giants against Mac Jones and the Patriots in practice yesterday, and it did not go the way of Daniel Jones. Mac Jones was 34 of 40 in this combined practice with a spike as one of his incompletions. Dan Orlovsky chiming in, and you know what? He thinks it's Mac Jones' opportunity to lose.
Cam Newton, who will be back at practice or at least eligible to practice tomorrow, is there. And Mac Jones walks out with the ones, that tells me everything. That tells me that today was a moment that opportunity was taken advantage of, and Mac Jones is going to have another opportunity tomorrow to kind of continue to solidify, and then he'll have the greater opportunity to be the guy going into Sunday for preseason game number 3.
Just think about this for a second. If Bill Belichick actually thinks Mac Jones is going to give his team the best chance to win, that says nothing good about the future of Cam Newton. What about the future of Daniel Jones and what yesterday might have told us? We will check in with somebody who is up close and personal and saw it in person yesterday. This has been Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. That's next. Chris Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code PARLAY and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code PARLAY. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Greeny, the podcast.
Love it. That's a little foreshadowing of what is to come in just a bit. Chris Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Greeny, presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your car, home, motorcycle, commercial auto, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. To New England we go. We just spoke of Mac Jones and Daniel Jones. Mr. Jones from New York has some work to do. We welcome in ESPN Giants reporter and noted TikTok star Jordan Runnon, who joins us on the Goodyear Hotline, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. Jordan, good morning.
Good morning, Chris. You're making a run at me. I'm liking the content.
Well, listen.
New York sports calls. Sports talk callers, come on, that's good stuff right there.
It's general sports talk callers
gold.
On TikTok.
Gold, and it's gold.
I don't know how you wouldn't look at an overweight bald man and think this guy has got TikTok written all over him, Jordan, but you're an inspiration. I look up and that's what that's where I took it from. But, Jordan, let's get into it.
Well,
first of all, Daniel Jones yesterday, what's going on?
Yeah. It was just an up-and-down day. I mean, it wasn't a great day for the Giants offense out there. I mean, but you, look. And he wasn't great. He was a lot of dump downs, a lot of check downs. And it's hard to gauge where the Giants offense is right now, because if you think about it, there's no Saquon. Well, he's back today, right?
Right.
He's going to do a little bit. You have no Kenny Galladay. You just got back Kyle Rudolph, so he's not really in live drills yet. And Kadarius Toney hasn't done much of anything since he got here. So that's pretty much everyone they added last year. So when you look at it, who's on the field with Daniel Jones? The offense that's on the field every day at training camp is the offense that finished 31st in the league last year. Right? I mean, that's the reality. So you have to take that into account when evaluating Daniel Jones yesterday and this summer. Now, granted, he's had better days, so we'll see how he bounces back today. But he actually started pretty strongly yesterday and then had threw a bad interception in like the second or third period, to me, the biggest concern with him is, does he get flustered when the pressure starts coming, at him? And I think you saw that a little yesterday, and that has to have you a little bit concerned if you're the Giants or a Giant fan.
Having said that, Jordan, what's your evaluation of the offensive line? Is it better this year than it was a season ago?
I think
that
it will be better.
Right there, Jordan.
Yeah, I think it will be better. I don't know if we're there yet. There's so many young guys on that line. We haven't seen a lot of Shane Lemieux. He didn't even make the trip with the Giants here. So Kenny Wiggins is at left guard. So that would give me major, major concerns if the New York Giants are starting week one and Kenny Wiggins is their starting left guard. To be quite honest, Kenny Wiggins had trouble playing against the second and third teams in the preseason opener. So there's definitely reason for concern with that line. I think they will be better. Matt Parrott and Andrew Thomas have looked pretty good at tackle. So, and I think that's the biggest thing. Andrew Thomas was the number 4 overall pick last year. They need him to be not just an okay player, not just a serviceable left tackle. They need him to be a good quality high-end left tackle. And you know what? There's signs in camp that is happening right now. And that's big, because last year, the first half of the season was a disaster for him.
Jordan Runnon, ESPN and NFL Nation Giants reporter, joining us right now on the Goodyear Hotline. Chris Carlin in for Greeny today. Jordan, defensively, Mac Jones shredded them yesterday. What's the problem right now?
Yeah, he did. I don't think that's anything I would be too concerned about. Their defense has been pretty good throughout camp. It was just the day where, I don't know, they had a bad day.
Okay.
The Patriots seem to get the best of them. But that's not anything I would be overly concerned about with this defense. This is going to be a good group. Their strength is, one of their strengths at least, is up front with their defensive line, like Leonard Williams, Dexter Lawrence. Whereas in these kind of controlled environments, maybe those guys don't get to shine and do what they do as much, because you really can't get near the quarterback or, you know, even fake hitting the quarterback or anything. So it's nothing I would be overly concerned about. I think the secondary, they dodged a bullet. It was the term that Joe Judge used on Adoree Jackson yesterday, sprained his ankle. So he's likely, you know, has his eyes now on week one. That secondary is good, really good. The depth is a problem, but if they are healthy, which looks like they're going to be for week one, that is going to be one of the top secondaries in this league.
Jordan, I want to go back to Jones for a minute. It feels like there's going to be a point with what you were just talking about, the fact that he hasn't had these guys around him, that at some point, relatively early in this year, it's not just about playing well, it's about elevating the play of others. Is that a fair expectation for Jones, or do you feel like he's a guy that may just be a good quarterback, but not somebody who's going to elevate others?
Look, I mean, I've been on with you before, and I told you, like, I'm on the Daniel Jones bandwagon right this year. Like, I think he's going to be significantly better. But let's take baby steps, Chris. Let's see him be better, him personally, before we jump to, all right, is he going to elevate everyone else around him? Let's make sure he's good enough first, right?
It's not even everyone else, Jordan.
To be a quality player.
It's not even everyone else. It's more about the fact that you're going to have some injury concerns around you, because you have these kind of receivers that those soft tissue injuries are always going to be a concern with. And we won't truly know anything about Saquon Barkley until he takes a few hits.
Yeah, no, I mean, you're right. That's the thing is, here's what I think we have learned about Daniel Jones. He's not, and we've seen this last year, you've seen it so far again in training camp, he's not going to go out there and make that receiving group magically better. That's just not, doesn't look like what he is as a quarterback, at least at this point of his progression. So he needs those people around him. I think that's, in order for him to be successful, they're going to have to be around him. I don't think it looks like, and I know this, even though it's just the start of year three, might be premature, like, we're looking at a quality quarterback, potentially quality good quarterback, but like you're talking about someone who, you know, is a top five, top 10 type quarterback. And I'm not sure, we haven't seen signs that that's what Daniel Jones is going to be. If that's what, you know, you're looking for, or hoping for, I think you might be shooting a little high at this point.
All right, you've spent the last couple of days in New England with these joint practices. It's Jordan Ronan, who covers the Giants for ESPN NFL Nation, joining us on the Goodyear Hotline here on Greeny. What is the talk amongst media, amongst everybody around, about Mac Jones versus Cam Newton at this point?
I mean, I haven't seen Cam Newton. I just saw him dancing right now, but I haven't actually seen him play football. But I will tell you this, Mac Jones, what he did yesterday, that was impressive. I mean, I spoke to people on the Giants, you know, people on the coaching staff, some players, and they were like, he just tore us apart, killed us. I mean, he made every play. He looked really good. And so he's earning rave reviews. I'll tell you this about Mac Jones. I was surprised at how good he was yesterday. I mean, it was clear. It was for that day, at least, it was clear he was the best quarterback on the field by a wide margin. Just, you know, he handled everything. He looked like he just looked comfortable, which you don't always see with rookies or even like quarterbacks when they are in a new system for the first year. It's usually like a little bit of a mess. No, not Mac Jones. That was smooth yesterday. So I'm walking away from here impressed with Mac Jones, no doubt.
Last one, Jordan. What's the plan? Most of the Giants starters have not played in either of the preseason games. This is their dress rehearsal. How far will Joe Judge go with most of his starters on Sunday against the Patriots?
Yeah, we're actually going to see Daniel Jones, I believe, around a half. It could be a little less. It could be a little more. I think it's dependent on the game situation, how many snaps, reps they get, whoever the game kind of plays out. Like if the Patriots go on like a 10-minute drive and eat up, you know, almost a whole quarter by themselves, you might see him into the second half. But I think the first half is a good bet of how much we're going to see Daniel Jones and some of the Giants starters, which should be good. It's a nice little dress rehearsal for the season. Get us ready, because guess what, Chris? Less than 3 weeks. It's like 2.5 weeks right now. Giants, Broncos, week one. Teddy Bridgewater, Daniel Jones. Let's go.
Appreciate it, Jordan. Thanks, man.
You got it, Chris. Anytime.
Jordan Runon, ESPN NFL Nation, covers the Giants up at the Giants-Patriots joint practices going on currently in New England. How great is it when you choose your favorite movie to watch? Well, ZipRecruiter's Invite to Apply lets you pick your favorites from the best candidates. ZipRecruiter sends you qualified candidates and can easily invite your top choices to apply for your job. Lauren Webb, Senior VP of Talent Acquisition for Mindula Health, raves about ZipRecruiter's Invite to Apply. She says, I love that feature because we have a much higher follow-through rate if I invite candidates. Good stuff. It is go to ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny, G-R-E-E-N-Y, to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. Chris Carlin in for Greeny today on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Life is a series of choices.
Who you got?
Make a decision.
Say it! Say it!
All right, I'll say it.
Who you got?
Bring it, Bubba.
All right, are you ready for some Who You Got?
Oh, I'm ready.
All right, perfect. Who You Got? It's brought to you by Grainger. And we're going to review some of these quarterback battles that we led with the start. Because as we talked about, the Jaguars officially announced Trevor Lawrence as the week one starter. But Max Kellerman, he was thinking it should be Gardner Minshew because of the line and other reasons. So is there any reason you can come up with that Trevor should not start? Who you got for Jacksonville?
I got Trevor. I understand the argument. And I know some people think it's absurd. I think Max has got a point. Mike Tannenbaum has been on this too, that he would be very concerned by this. What I would look for is the first couple of weeks. Is my guy getting absolutely any opportunity to throw the football? Is the line that bad that I am really risking getting him hurt on any play? I mean, you're doing that anyway in the NFL, but we all know that can go up precipitously when you have a terrible offensive line. And the most important thing is for him to be able to learn and read and make plays off that. If he doesn't even have time to do that, kind of what's the point then? You need to get some help. So I'm starting him, but I am keeping an eye on what's going on, and I can always use the excuse of sit back, let's give him a chance to just take a look at what's going on. That's what I'll say publicly. Privately, I'm not letting you get hurt, son.
All right, sounds good. On the other hand, the Bears, they're sticking with Justin Fields in the preseason and Andy Dalton in week one. Is this the right call for you? Give Fields the extra time? Looks like they're saying maybe week four, week five. Who you got for the Bears?
Absolutely. I am a day later with a quarterback who is a rookie as opposed to a day earlier. In other words, I would rather be a little bit late with it than early, because I'm giving him more information with each passing week. I think Andy Dalton should start the season. The Bears are not going to the Super Bowl this year. Can we be clear on that? They're not a terrible team, but they're not a Super Bowl team by any stretch. Andy Dalton can play a couple of weeks, and then I can take my shot with Justin Fields when I feel like he's ready. Plus, again, there's an offensive line issue, although Fields will obviously have a huge advantage in his ability to make plays on the run.
And while Cam Newton is out due to protocols, Mac Jones, he's playing a lot and he's playing well. But Mike Tannenbaum yesterday with us on Max Kellerman, he suggested the Patriots should actually play both quarterbacks in week one and kind of mix it up. Who you got for New England?
I don't know that I would do that. I think I'm going with Cam to start, but it's a similar situation to what we have in Chicago. I am not putting it past Belichick to think that Mac Jones is going to give him the better chance to win. I think Cam is a guy that has a few weeks in him, but overall is shot. And by shot, I mean he doesn't have it for an entire season to stay healthy and play at a high level. Bubba, give me Cam the first couple of weeks, and then we'll see Mac Jones the rest of the way. And Cam, at that point, to me, has to evaluate his career.
All right. For the 49ers, Kyle Shanahan has yet to announce the starter. So this will be a two-parter for you. Who should be the starter and who will be the starter. Who you got?
Jimmy Garoppolo should start. Jimmy Garoppolo will start. I can't be any clearer about this. Of the quarterbacks that were drafted, the guy that's going to need the most time is Trey Lance. I got in a little argument about this with Ike Taylor yesterday. Trey Lance has not played enough football, guys. He hasn't. And I understand that there's all kinds of off-season camps and all that. Seven on sevens. None of it replicates playing in an actual game. Trey Lance played one AA game last year, one FCS game last year, and only a starter for a full season. Give him time. He is the guy that should be talked about when it comes to the, I hate this phrase now, the Kansas City model, right? Let Garoppolo play most of the season. And by the way, Garoppolo gives the 49ers an excellent chance to win. Everybody has to remember this is a quarterback who took a team to the Super Bowl, and he wasn't Trent Dilfer.
Jameis Winston, he looked pretty good for the Saints in their last preseason game, but can he take this team to the playoffs? What do you think for the Saints? Who you got?
If you think he's taking them to the playoffs, you're a sucker. I mean, this would be the wizardry of all time by Sean Payton. It really would. Then you're talking about a whole new level of quarterback whisperer. I don't think Jameis Winston is ever going to be what he isn't. And what he is somebody that turns the football over at a rather proficient rate. Taysom Hill's not the answer either. I don't think the Saints are going to the playoffs this year.
All right, no playoffs. I like it. All right, who you got here? Let's get to the fun ones. 91 years ago yesterday, Sean Connery was born in, do you know where he was born?
I believe he's Scottish.
Yes, Scotland, correct. Yes. He died last year at the age of 90, full life. Good for him. Good job. He was, of course, the first actor to be James Bond.
Yes.
So who you got is the best 007?
First of all, you know, hey, full life, way to go. Good job.
Yeah, he did it. He earned it.
We did it. He's number one. I grew up in the Roger Moore era on the tail end of that. I always thought he was an excellent James Bond, but I would absolutely go Sean Connery. Pierce Brosnan should have been a much better James Bond than it really turned out to be, and for longer. But Connery's won.
All right. Yesterday, Rob Halford turned 70. He's the lead singer of Judas Priest. Are they up there in your heavy metal rankings?
All
top
right.
Three, top five, top 10?
I got to go top 10.
Okay.
Likely because, as I said to you earlier, I couldn't name a Judas Priest song, and it's not that I'm not a metal guy. They just never were on my radar. But as we were talking about during the break, you hear the names of songs. You're like, oh, okay, that's Judas Priest.
Yeah, Living After Midnight.
Yeah.
Breaking the Law.
Breaking the Law.
Yeah, You've Got Another Thing Coming is another famous one.
Excellent song.
They
yes.
got some good ones, yeah.
So I would put them in the top 10. If I had to go top three, Metallica is going to be one, even though the hardcore people will hate that. Because they feel like Metallica's a little too commercial. I'm sorry. Metallica's one. I would go Sabbath two, Black Sabbath number two. Megadeth number three.
That's right. Nice. There you
I
go.
I said it.
All right. I like it.
Go ahead.
63 years ago yesterday, Tim Burton was born. So who you got as your favorite Tim Burton movie? He's got a few options there. A couple of good ones.
Yeah, there's two. It's Beetlejuice and it's Batman.
Yeah.
The original Batman.
Right. Yep, first one. Yeah.
I remember, you know, being 15 or 16 and going to see that in the theater and being excited. Like, that's the first movie that I ever truly, maybe one of the Star Wars movies, but maybe Empire Strikes Back when I was like 10. But that's the first movie where I remember, like, getting tickets in advance for it.
That was a good one.
Yes, I would go Batman, but Beetlejuice is a very close number two.
All right, 18 years ago today, Rolling Stone magazine, they named Jimi Hendrix their top guitarist in a list of 100. So who you going with at number one? Who you got?
Eddie Van Halen.
All right, yeah.
I would go Eddie. I would go Jimmy number two. I would put Stevie Ray Vaughan in the top five. I would put Slash in the top five.
Okay.
And one that I think is in the top 10 that people won't talk about as much is The Edge.
Oh, yeah.
From
YouTube. Yeah, sure.
Well, you just gave me a little cursory. Yeah.
Well, I don't really like YouTube, but one person I would say in the same vein who people don't really talk about, and I personally don't really like his music that much, great guitarist is Prince.
Excellent point.
I don't really like his music at all, but he's a great guitarist.
Yeah, and Prince could play any instrument, and you don't like Prince's music?
I mean, it's okay.
Oh, Bubba, come on.
It's all right. But he's a great guitarist and a musician. I'll give him that. I don't like U2 far more than Prince, I'll tell you that much. Get U2 out of here.
You're lost. You're absolutely lost.
I'll give you Slash, though. They're great. Dwayne Allman, put him up there. All right, 66 years ago tomorrow, the very first edition of then known as the Guinness Book of Records, it was published in London. So if you had to pick one thing to break a record, what would it be? Who you got for your record?
100-yard dash.
Oh, all right.
I always wanted to be fast. And listen, for a bigger fella, I'm spry. I'm cat-like in my agility.
Right.
But I've always wanted to be fast.
That'd be a
good
one.
10 for 10 in stolen bases in high school, but that was all about the element of surprise.
Nice.
Anyway. You think I'm not holding on to that stat for the rest of my life?
10 for 10. Nice.
10 for 10.
That's good.
Never thrown out once because generally the reaction is, what the hell is he doing?
I like it. All right. We're wrapping up here. A couple more. Who you got on Greeny 30 years ago tomorrow? Pearl Jam. They released 10, their debut album. Mm. It's a 13-time platinum album. That's 13 million sold. Who you got as your favorite Pearl Jam song?
First of all, you know why it's named 10, right?
Yeah, Mookie Blaylock.
Exactly. They couldn't get Mookie Blaylock's name. They wanted to name it Mookie Blaylock, but
which is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't you want your name on an album?
Yeah.
I don't know. He could still be getting a piece of that. Again, you got to think here, Mookie. I don't know what you're doing there. But I would go Alive or Even Flow. Did we ever find out the story behind Jeremy? Has he ever talked about that or not? Probably not. I don't think he has. I don't believe that Eddie Vedder has ever talked about who specifically Jeremy was. But anyway, that's just me. I would go Even Flow or Alive.
Okay. All right. Last one. According to the University of Michigan, a hot dog costs you 36 minutes of your life.
Ugh.
So every hot dog you eat, you're losing 36 minutes of your life. So are you dropping hot dogs and signing with Michigan? Or are you going to have a couple of hot dogs tonight and say, hey, grow up, Michigan.
First of all, if you have a degree from the University of Michigan, and I know there are some on our network who do, I would consider giving it back after that study because that holds no water. And I'm not just saying that. I mean, how is it possible that a hot dog is three times more poisonous for you than a cigarette? I mean, that's absurd. And by the way, if that were true, I'd be dead right now. True? False? Yes?
I mean...
I would be dead right now if that were true. So, yeah, that story, obviously, that's fake news, as they say.
Seems crazy. Let me just throw this in, too. Who you got? Brought to you by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger is always there to help. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by, and that was who you got.
Well done, my friend. Well done. All right, if you're not getting the new Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 3 5G or Z Flip 3 5G, you're doing it wrong. Pre-order now to get up to $200 in Samsung.com credit. Valid through today while supplies last. At select retailers, see additional terms and conditions at Samsung.com. Chris Carlin in for Greeny. Up next, managers don't even deserve respect at this point. Why? We'll tell you in moments on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Greeny, the podcast.
There we go. Chris Carlin for Greeny, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Next hour, a little over under some of the interesting propositions in the NFL we will get to. I would suggest you listen only if you're interested in winning money. That's just, if you want to lose or you're not interested in that, well, you know, if you're indifferent to it, maybe this will turn you on to it and you should hang in. But generally speaking, if you're interested in money, this would be the time to stay with the show. That in just about 20 minutes. We also get to Chris Mortensen next hour as well. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. According to Forbes, gyms, stores, and more are set to go on an epic hiring spree to meet the pent-up demand for all these services. Businesses reopening means that millions of jobs will need to be filled. So where do they turn to fill these roles fast? ZipRecruiter, of course. ZipRecruiter's technology is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. You can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. That is ZipRecruiter.com/GREENY. Last night, just another reminder that if you're interested in being a manager in Major League Baseball, you're interested in two things. Taking all of the blame for everything that goes wrong and making sure to publicly defend your players at all cost. If you're interested in actually managing a team, you may want to go look into some independent baseball leagues or high school baseball or something like that. What's the point anymore in the big leagues? All you have to do is look at what happened with the Mets and Luis Rojas last evening to understand that managers are just empty uniforms. They just are, with very small exceptions. They have completely weakened an exceptionally important position to handling a team's problems and handling a team properly through numbers. I don't want to get into too much of how analytics are ruining it. They are. Last night, Taijuan Walker had thrown 73 pitches. The Mets had a one-run lead. He got two on, and they yanked him. And what happened? Brandon Crawford, the Giants' best player, rips a double. Mets lose. The move was made simply because that's what the book said to do. And there are times where that is acceptable. But there is no room for any feel of the game. And if you want to blame the manager, that's fine. Blame the manager. He's not the one writing the book. The guys writing the book are up above. Sandy Alderson is the guy that's responsible. So many other GMs around the game will point to other teams when they catch flack about why analytics is getting so much criticism and why analytics shouldn't be a big part of their decision-making. And they're saying, well, what about them? They do it. Well, what about them? No, it's not about them. It's about you and knowing your baseball team and what works for you. What works for the Rays may not work for your team. So having a feel for your team is incredibly important. And I would point out that over the last 20 years, you have not had a lot of empty uniforms winning championships. Guys like Terry Francona can work great with guys like Theo Epstein. By the way, so can Joe Maddon. They won championships together. It's not about that anymore, and it's absurd.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the Podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio and see it with the video on ESPN Plus. Also catch Greeny on Get Up weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN and also available wherever you get your podcast.